All right. Hey, welcome to Truth Unbound. I'm Walter Swaim, and I have a question. What looks good can make you rich and happy, yet also be your downfall? It's gambling. Poker table, casinos, slot machines, lottery tickets. And the question is this: should the Christian gamble in any form? Well, at Truth Unbound, as usual, we seek to find what God's truth says to the believer. Not only about recent issues in the culture, but also persistent questions and problems in life and challenges, even temptations. What does God say about it for the believer? Again, the question for the believer, the follower of Jesus, who is tempted to buy that lottery ticket, go to Vegas to blow money and try to get millions more, or a nearby gambling state or a slot machine at a gas station, whatever it is, is it the will of the Lord for the believer to be gambling? Well, let's find out. All right, thanks again for joining us. Just before we get into the topic at hand today about gambling, if you want to know more about God's truth relating to our daily life and the issues that are in it, this channel, if you will, Truth Unbound, this podcast, is an apologetics podcast. In other words, we defend the truth of God and also relate it to the questions that we all have. And if you like this and want others to join in with us and you're learning more and want to learn more, then would you do this? Would you click like, subscribe, all notifications, follow, and then share this with everyone you can, okay? Well, let's get to the topic at hand after all. All right, so we're talking about gambling and the follower of Jesus. Now, right off the bat, are we talking about a few guys, a friendly game of cards together? Maybe they're betting pennies or cookies or bragging rights for a once a month gathering or weekly, whatever it is. That's not what we're really talking about here. And that doesn't enter in. There's freedom there. And that is a major limited situation and has no real impure motivation per se for the believer either. One may question the use of time, but that's up to each individual. It doesn't matter. And it's debatable either way. And it doesn't matter, but it's not the main issue that often destroys lives infinitely more than it ever improves a life. We're talking about true gambling and consistent, constant gambling, whether it's constantly going to slot machines every day for just a few bucks or lottery tickets on a regular basis or just blowing lots of money away at Vegas. That's what we're talking about here. Another question is are we talking about the stock market? Because some come back and say, well, the stock market is gambling. And that's hypocritical to say no to gambling when investing is a possible loss of money too. And it can happen in a big way, just like gambling. Well, just a cursory understanding here. First, there is risk in investing, but there is risk in everything we do with money. The bank may fail where we keep our money. The fund that may get robbed by someone on the inside that our money is in, or the government may take it or fail and not be able to back it up. It has happened before. It'll happen again, but it isn't the same as gambling. It's not gambling. And because of this, see, when you invest in the stocks, you are investing in a company helping to provide jobs and opportunity for others as well as you, bettering things for all in the community and the economy at large, okay? So investing helps to improve lives of people, whereas gambling, it doesn't. It actually hurts those. Even those who think they're going to get rich quicker with it, it drives them further into debt or into poverty. Usually losses are partial when it comes to investing in stock market. They're partial, and they're over time they're recoverable if wisely spread out and you're patient with your investing. So there's more, but it becomes obvious already that investing is not the same as gambling. It's productive, not counterproductive like gambling. One other thing before we go into gambling itself, if I point out the gambling habits of another believer, but then I waste money on things I don't need to impress people I don't even like, then I'm sinning just as equally as the one who is gambling. In fact, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 4 and 5, he says, "Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye,' And look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. So watch out for the legalism that can step in here. Oh, you know, gambling's wrong, but then you're blowing money on things you don't need or putting it all on credit cards. It's just hypocritical. But how many of us have not daydreamed about hitting it big one day and how we would use our millions when we get that winning lottery ticket, right? Especially how we would tithe and give to world missions from it, correct? Wink, wink. But as a pastor, I remember I once had a man tell me in all sincerity, "Pastor, when I hit it big with the lottery, I'm tithing to this church from it." Which creates another topic for another day, doesn't it? The one about if someone gave our church a donation from winning gambling money, should we take it? Oh boy. Well, we'll move on. Now, the damages suffered by those and their families who lose in their gambling due to addiction to gambling, and normally it is an addiction. It's not a casual one-off every blue moon. The damage is immeasurable financially, emotionally, relationally. It's the loss of an entire life savings sometimes, loss of a home and or cars, desperation causing harm by going to loan sharks to pay it off one debt to only have another bigger debt now with them, all due to the original gambling habit. It's a problem, and yes, it's a sin. Many times the promoters of state lotteries, for instance, they promise big bucks, usually for kids' education in the state, right? From the profits, from the gambling. It never seems to deliver quite, does it, on its promise? Always convincing the newbie states who want it so badly, think they're going to get a windfall from it. The persistent evidence shows otherwise. It usually drives that state into more poverty and creates more crime and other problems. But moving on. Well, now let's go to God. You see, God directs us how to live through His written word in either of two ways, usually by direct command, you shall or shall not. It's pretty clear, names it specifically what it is and isn't. Or He does it by principle. In other words, a general spiritual instruction on living righteously that applies across the board to any time, culture, or circumstance, even though it doesn't specifically name the situation. A quick example of this would be Jesus' principle of saying, love your neighbor as yourself, or in Romans chapter 14, verse 1, receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. Paul wrote this when there was a hot dispute in the church there over Christians eating meat offered to idols. Some thought it was morally wrong, thought it was a sin before God, and others didn't. They felt they had the liberty to do so. And Paul said, whenever something becomes a dispute or a disagreement between brothers in Christ in something like this, that's in that gray area, whatever, whenever, wherever it is, and God does not address it specifically, then don't turn away a weaker brother who is doubtful about it when you're not. Love them equally, if not more. Put them first. That is an example of a principle. And God gives us basic principles that apply to gambling because it addresses the real problem of gambling, the moral motive for gambling, which is greed. For instance, greed is not about wanting to improve one's value and quality of life in order to raise oneself up and from poverty or provide better for their family or later years in life or to give more generously to God and His purposes in and through the church. Greed is about getting rich quick, to gain more money quickly, just to have more money, and consume more on oneself, for oneself, and for their own desires only. So all will applaud and blow up your ego more. Well, gambling is the main vehicle used for that. And God does speak by command directly about gambling and by principle. It applies to it and prohibits it for the one who follows Jesus. For instance, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 through 10, and I'm reading from the New English Translation, He says, those who long to be rich, however, stumble into temptation and a trap and many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evils. Some people, in reaching for it, have strayed from the faith and stabbed themselves with many pains. In Proverbs chapter 23, verses 4 through 5, the New King James Version, he says, do not overwork to be rich. Because of your own understanding, cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. And then again in Proverbs chapter 28, verses 20 and 22, he says, a faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. A man with an evil eye hastens after riches and does not consider that poverty will come upon him. And then in Proverbs 13, verse 11, he says, wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. For even when we were with you, we used to give you this command, if anyone is not willing to work, neither should he eat. For we hear that some among you are living an undisciplined life, not doing their own work, but meddling in the work of others. Now such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and so provide their own food to eat. But you, brothers and sisters, do not grow weary in doing what is right. But if anyone does not obey our message through this letter, take note of him and do not associate closely with him, so that he may be ashamed. Yet do not regard him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. I think you're starting to get the picture here. You see, at the core of it is the greed and motivation to just have riches, to have riches. Gambling is not something to be found, then, in the follower of Jesus. It dishonors and offends God's holiness and displeases him, and it wastes valuable and scant resources that we are given by God to care for and use wisely for his glory and our benefit. It's better to earn it by the sweat of our brow, to use it wisely, to manage it wisely, give to God that portion which is due him and more, and to rejoice in what he does give us. Gambling does the opposite. It will destroy lives, not just yours, but those that depend on you. So when you're tempted by it, run from it. Shield yourself from it, coming even near you in any way possible. Especially if you are given to addictions of any type, even. Gambling can be one of them quickly. Or you have another addiction and you need to earn the money quickly, not earn, gamble to get the money quickly so that you can pay off the other habit that you have. Oh, gambling is... it's not good. Believer, you should stay away. Well, again, I hope this has been of help to you, a huge help. And if you need help, there's a resource link for this in the description of this video. Well, again, share this podcast with others, especially if you know someone tempted or struggling as a believer with a gambling addiction or struggling with wanting to do it. Subscribe to this podcast, like it, follow it, and follow Jesus. And if you do, you'll always follow the truth.